Page 55, Task 2, Discussion.
Hey, long time no see. What has happened to you since we last met?
When exactly was it? If I'm not mistaken, when we left secondary school. Are you doing well at college?
Oh no, I dropped out. I decided to end my studies because after the first year, I realized going to college was a waste of time.
I'm surprised. I'm of a different opinion. I'm still studying at college and enjoying it, really. In my view, it's an integral part of everyday life. Why do you say that?
Because college can't give any usable knowledge. We studied mainly theory. Luckily, I discovered that the skills higher education is able to provide, apparently, don't match the requirements of the labor market. Look at my brother. He chose a university with a good reputation, yet he was unemployed for months after his graduation. And now he can't stand his job.
Sorry to hear that, but personally speaking, after the first internship, you have to do more to get a chance of success. You must be motivated, and your inner drive helps you to achieve your goals, too. Strong ambition is a must, apart from self-reflection and self-knowledge. No one can say for sure that all graduates will be doing their dream job, but there's a much higher probability.
I totally disagree with you. Employers are interested only in your on-the-job experience. No qualification is important. That's why I didn't want to spend any more years at college, and it proved to be a brilliant idea. I've been working for my father's small business for 2 years. I've gained valuable working experience, so, sooner or later, I'll find a better paid job and get out of the family business.
Well, sounds good. It's as if you took part in an internship program. It might be a good solution currently, but honestly, I'm convinced that combined with previous studies, you can do better with an education in the long run.
That doesn't convince me. Having a more flexible higher education system is necessary, which is able to follow the demands of the labor market. Of course, I know that changing educational paradigms is difficult, and it's always easier to follow the traditional path.